Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of schach. We mentioned that there are various psulim for schach, midaraisa, midarabanan. One of the psulim midaraisa is that schach cannot be something which is makabel tumah. So if it's makabel tumah on a Torah level, it'll be possible for schach on a Torah level. If something accepts tumah on a rabbinic level, midarabanan, it'll be possible for schach, midarabanan. So on a Torah level, food, kalim, are makabel, food and kalim are makabel tumah, so a person cannot put food as schach. That which you find, some people have fruits or vegetables hanging in their sukkah, that is noi sukkah, and that's not schach, and a noi sukkah follows its own set of rules. Something which is a kalim is makabel tumah, and it's not going to be acceptable for using for schach. So, what defines something as a keli? If it's made out of wood, so it's only made of rice, a keli, if it has a base kibble. It's able to hold something in it, has some type of impression in it, a depth to it, so you can, like a bowl, which can hold something inside of it. Something which is totally flat on a Torah level is not going to accept tumah. However, something which is flat, which is wide, and you therefore could balance things on it, place things on it, mirabanan is makabel tumah. Mirabanan will be possible for schach. So a wide board cannot be used because of the issue of tumah. We'll see other reasons why wide boards cannot be used for schach. Something which was a keli and is now broken on a Torah level is not a kabel tumah anymore and will be kosher for schach. However, Chazal said you cannot use them because since they were once upon a time roy posel for schach, they remain posel for schach now, even though they're no longer midaraisa posel. When it comes to mats, so the Mora has a long discussion about various different types of mats, and these mats that the Mora is talking about were made for lying upon. So even though the mat is flat, and the pieces of wood used to make it are flat, since it's made to lie on, that would be makabel tumah. It would accept tumah on a Torah level, and it will be possible minatara to use for schach. So mats which are made for lying upon are possible midaraisa. Nowadays, the various different organizations which create sukkah mats try to verify that the mats which they are producing are not being made to lie upon. Furthermore, even if a mat is not made to lie upon, so minatara, it's going to be kosher for schach if in general that type of mat is used in that area for the purpose of lying, it's going to be posel midrabanan. So they have to make sure that the mats are made in such a way that they do not resemble the mats which were made for lying upon, which are made for lying upon and still being used for lying and sitting in the Asian countries. The next step which we talk about mats is how do you hold a mat together? There are three different options of how to hold the mat together. You can hold it together with string, a cotton string. You can hold it together with a type of what is known as a monofilament, which means a nylon or plastic type of a thread, which is made out of the mass and it's drawn out. It's a single filament. It's not plied like a cord or a string is. And the third option is they can actually take bamboo fibers and make them into a type of a thread which they can use to hold the mats together. What is the halachic status of each one of these types of items? We're going to have to explain. The question is, are these things which are makabel tumah? And how do they affect the mat? And even if they are not things which are makabel tumah, but since they themselves, some of them are not fit to use for schach themselves, so is that a problem if we use them to maintain the mat and hold the mat together to be able to use it for schach? So that we'll talk about in the following shir. Have a good day.